start in prayer. Before we're going to be start, we're going to be in Amos 9:8, just for a little bit. Amos 9:8. And we'll start in prayer in a second. I just want to say the title here. I know sometimes Francis wants the title here. So it's repent, believe, follow. Repent, believe, follow. Okay. So we may have repented, we might have believed, but how are we following? You know, so that it's repent, believe, follow. Okay, so let's just start with a prayer here. And Lord, we do thank you for this time together that we can come here on Zoom. Lord, we don't come to you of anything of our own, no righteousness of our own, no goodness of our own, but only through your dear Son, the Lord Yeshua, his righteousness, for his shed blood of atonement, Lord, imputed unto us, put unto us, oh Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. And so we pray for this meeting now. We pray, Lord, please forgive us for those things we do think and say and do and attitudes and stuff. And please help us now by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you've given to us when we put our faith and trust in your dear Son, the Lord Yeshua, crucified, died, buried, and risen from the dead. We thank you so much, Lord. Thank you. And we all pray for Bernard here as well, Lord. We pray that they'll be able to do what they need to do for Bernard. We pray that for his healing, Lord. We just pray for him and please help him and comfort him, Lord. And also we pray in Israel today, Lord Bomer, today where all these people, they lost their lives in this crush there as they met to celebrate over a rabbi who's dead, who's passed away. Lord, we pray, as one person said, we might have to rethink this, Lord. They will rethink this, Lord. And they'll go to the rabbi who rose from the dead and the only one who can be truly called rabbi. And so we praise you, Lord, and bless you and pray that this will be glorifying to you. Lord, you know everybody here. You know all their needs. Please touch them. And you are a teacher, Lord. You teach us by your Holy Spirit. Please correct us and teach us and comfort us and lead us, Lord. Build us up in the faith, we pray. In Yeshua's name, amen. Okay, so we're in just for a little bit in Amos 9. Amos chapter 9 and verse 8. And it says, behold, the eyes of the Lord. This is kind of a hard part in the beginning, and then it'll get sound a little better. But Israel just had her 73rd birthday that we all celebrated. But why was she in exile in the first place? Why is she celebrating her 73rd birthday? You know, why was she out? And it says here, verse 8, chapter 9, verse 8, behold, the eyes of the Lord, God are upon the sinful kingdom. The sinful kingdom, we sinned. We've sinned. And you know, we live in a kingdom here as well, don't we? We also live in a kingdom, but we sinned. And he says here, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth. And he did. He did do that. Saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. and he didn't. He didn't utterly destroy Israel, did he? Brought her back. Okay, saving that, you know, God says what he means, and he means what he says. God is no one to mess with. You know, all loving, gave himself for us, didn't spare his son, but he has nobody to mess with. He's also burning fire as well. Okay, in verse 9, for lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations. And he did do that. Like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. Okay, and so this is a lesson for us all here. If this happened to God's people, his chosen people of Israel, we can't sin without consequences. We cannot be sinning without consequences. We reap what is sown. We reap what is sin. Speaking to myself here as well. Okay, the wages of sin is death. Okay, repent, turn back, believe, follow Messiah, eternal life, who is eternal life. Okay, in verse 11, and that. This is what we've been waiting to hear here tonight. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom And of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that does this. Heathen called by his name. So it's all the heathen, kol ha-goyim. Okay, Israel is ha-goy, the goy. Israel is the goy. And the nations or the peoples are the goyim. Okay, im is plural, like you have Elohim. So we have Elohim, God is one, but we see a plural word here. We have one God, Echad, and three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then called by, and then all these heathen called by my name. Well, how's that going to happen? Hopefully we'll see that later on. Verse 14. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. And they shall build the way cities. Okay, and you've heard before from other speakers, in the 1800s, the author Mark Twain, he went to the God-given land of Israel, and he went through there, and it was a wasteland. He wrote, it was a wasteland with few inhabitants. Look at it now, you know? Okay, and he says, and they shall build the way cities and inhabit them, which they've done, and plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They even have their own vineyards now. They're even selling their own wine. Okay, verse 15, I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land. Okay, and Gary, what are you saying? Their land. How dare you say something like that? In 1975, didn't they say that Zionism is racism? The United Nations passed that saying, and then they had to rescind it. Or now they're passing a thing where Israel is apartheid. They got apartheid nations voting to say Israel's apartheid. You see, so how can you say it's their land? Well, I'm reading it here in the Tanakh. I'm reading it here in the Bible. It tells me that it's the inspired word of God. I'm just reading it to you. But if we go just a little bit further, in verse 15, it says, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God, which I have given them. You know, and if God gives you something, it's yours. If he gives you something, it's yours. Salvation free, eternal life in him. Okay, and we see here that the contest really is who is God. Persia or Iran and her proxies, Russia and co, Gog and Magog, the United World of Nations, Armageddon. It's not going to stop God's plan for Israel. They're not going to stop God's plan for the body of Messiah. They're not going to stop God's plan for Messiah's return. And they're not going to stop God's plan for world redemption. I'm just saying this as we go into these things, but my things might start getting out of hand soon. We can remember these things. God is in control. And Jeremiah 46:27, not too hard to find. But I'd like to be a little helpful. I can help you a bit. Jeremiah 46:27. If you go to Jeremiah 46:26, it's the next verse. Okay. Okay. Jeremiah 46:27. And I can see pages going, flipping and people pressing buttons and some are swiping and all that stuff. Okay. Jeremiah 46:27, Jeremiah the prophet. But fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. Fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. Well, wait a second here, Jeremiah. I mean, weren't you telling us before that all these awful, vicious people are going to come down here and do awful things to us, and they're going to destroy the place, and they're going to take us captive? In fact, we should surrender right now, and things would be easier if we surrendered. Now we're hearing this, but fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. Be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save thee from afar and thy seed from the land of their captivity. Okay, they were being exiled for the first time. Okay, and yet this is what is being said, Jeremiah's prophesying. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease. Okay, when has Israel ever returned and was at rest and at ease? When? Hasn't happened yet. Okay, so there's a future fulfillment. And none shall make him afraid. There's nobody making Israel afraid. They're just shooting rockets at her all last week, weren't they? The only ones more afraid of Iran are some of the Arab nations that are close by her. You know, that's why they're joining up with Israel. It's an impossibility. Of course, they wouldn't let you know that because Donald Trump make that happen. They wouldn't go in the news, you see, because Donald Trump did it. But they've joined up with some of these, an alliance against Iran. That's how fearful it is. Okay, it says verse 28, fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord. And you've had speakers before at the Tree of Life and Yaakov Prosh, for instance, and he'll tell you that if you see things, these speakers would say, everything in scripture is important, but when you see it said twice or three times, really take note here. He's doubled. God means business here. For I am with thee. Now listen to what he says here. Listen to what he says here. This is very interesting. Sometimes it's missed. For I will make a full end of all nations whither I have driven thee. I'll make a full end of them. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee at measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Okay? So we know there's a time of Jacob's trouble coming up at the end here. We know that it's probably maybe two-thirds destroyed, right? When I lived in Israel, there was 3 million people. It was a vibrant society when I lived there. And now there's 10 million, okay? So it is a time of Jacob's trouble, but the Bible says that Jacob will be delivered out of it. But he doesn't say that for the nations. He says, I will make a full end of them. You see, so who's the one really in trouble here? Yes, Jacob's in trouble, but Jacob will be delivered out of it. Okay, and verse 30, Jeremiah 31:31. I keep losing my, what I'm doing here. Trying to make this move up here. Here we go. Okay, Jeremiah 31:31. We all know this. We've heard it so many times. I have to hear things 50 times, 100 times before it sticks. And this is the one one of the ones I know without looking it up in a search thing. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days come, and saith the Lord, they will make a new covenant with who? This is the Brit HaChadashah. The Brit is the covenant. The Chadashah is new. The Brit. Is he going to make it with Britannia? Is he going to make it with Britannia? You know, with England and Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland. And we see, of course, that Brit's falling apart, isn't it? How about is he going to make it with Arzot HaBrit? HaBrit. With Arzot is the lands that are covenanted. That's the United States. Is he making it with Arzot HaBrit, which is also disappearing, and they're all now crumbling as well? Is he making it with the church down the street? No, he's not. He's making the new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. People will just have to live with it, you know? Okay, verse 32, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant that they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. Okay? this is the covenant we want to be in relationship with. Born again of God's Holy Spirit. Spiritually grafted into Israel's olive tree there. Joined to the commonwealth of Israel by repentance, truly repenting and believing in Messiah Yeshua and following him. A covenant relationship with God through Yeshua, through Messiah, that eternal covenant. And if it's not eternal, it's nothing. If it's not eternal, it's nothing. It'll all just be a vapor in the end. It'll be as though it was a dream if it's not eternal. Okay, this is the covenant that we want to be in. And verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and it will be their God. And they shall be my people. They shall all know me. Verse 34, they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Nationally, we're talking about this. No one's had this nationally. But we can have it individually now in Messiah, in Yeshua, in Jesus. It's for all there through that repentance, believing on Yeshua, believing on Jesus, and following him. Verse 38, behold, the days come, and saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord, and I shall not pluck, and it shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever. Okay, and I think I have time to bring this in here. It's a little side thing here. When we see Israel and we see the congregation in the wilderness, there's the congregation of the wilderness in the wilderness. There was always a remnant there that believed. And then we see in Acts 1, Acts 2, the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit on the Jewish people and that remnant that believed. There's that congregation there, or the Keilah, or the Eda, or the Ecclesia, or if you want to call it the church, but I don't want to call it that, because the good news, the gospel is to the Jew first, and when they hear church, they hear persecution. Okay, so I like to use the English word congregation there, but we don't want to, from my understanding, you don't want to completely separate this. It's like a husband and wife, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Israel and the congregation, not Israel on its own and the congregation on its own, or the church has replaced the Israel, or anything like that. It's something, there's that, we're all spiritually grafted in, if we're born again into Israel, that olive tree, and it talks about one fold, echad, okay? A husband and a wife, they get married, they become one, and God would have that not put apart, okay? And also, the first believers were all Jewish, weren't they? Look at Acts 2. Everybody's Jewish. They're all Jewish. It was a while before people that weren't Jewish weren't there. So you don't have anything in the Bible called the Gentile church. Have you ever heard the Gentile church? There's no such thing. I've never seen anything like that in the Bible. There are churches of the Gentiles. I've never seen the Gentile church. You can't, because the whole beginning of it was all Jewish, wasn't it? Okay, so, now, why the return to the land? Genesis 15:18. Okay, and we're about half done now. Just let you know where we're at. Okay, I see everybody's wide awake. It's an evening time, you know, and we haven't traveled too much. People are awake here. Even me, I'm even awake. Okay, so we're at Genesis 15:18. Okay, and it says here, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates. Okay, and this was confirmed to Isaac, and it was confirmed to Jacob. It's an unconditional covenant, Abrahamic covenant, unconditional. And we have the Davidic covenant, God's graciousness, Isaiah 9:6. We know these verses. It's good to remind ourselves. Erev Shabbat here. Okay, I just want to encourage as well where the way things are going. Okay, we're more and more aware of this. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born. Okay, unto us a son is given. All right. The government shall be on his shoulders. Okay. His name shall be called Wonderful, Pele, Counselor, Yoetz, the Mighty God, El Gibor. Okay. El Gibor, God Mighty, God the Valiant One. The Everlasting Father, Aviad, the Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. So what is this all about? We've got a son here, and he is the Mighty God. How does something like that happen? He is the Mighty God. And also, he is the Everlasting Father. How can something like that be? Because God is triune. One being and three distinct persons. And in these latter days, there's going to be a real push to make that disappear. It doesn't work any other way. I wasn't raised with this. I was raised Jewish. I never had any of these things. It doesn't work any other way, okay? And we see it in Scripture, Isaiah 48. We see it all through the New Testament. It's revealed to us, okay? Okay, and verse 7 of the, okay, and also being triune, God in all eternity was never alone, okay? And God doesn't need us. People are saying, you know, God does not need us whatsoever. It's his graciousness, isn't it? He created us. He's our creator, isn't he? He's our wonderful God. And they made that provision for our salvation. Okay, all right. And verse number 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David forever and ever. Okay, this hasn't happened yet. And how is this going to be performed? How could something like this happen? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's zeal, God's jealousy for his people, God's jealous for his holy name. God is a jealous God. Okay? Well, Gary, you've been talking to us from the Tanakh, from the Torah, the first 5 books of Moses, from the Nevi'im, the prophets, from the Ketuvim, and the writings from the first covenant, or the older covenant, or if you want to call it the Old Testament. So now let's look at the New Testament, if we want to call it the New Testament, 2,000 years old. And that seems pretty old to me. There might be some out there that doesn't seem that old too, but it seems old to me anyways, you know, in my youth there, that seems old. Okay. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Okay. Now we're in the, and we're, this is the angel Gabriel, and centuries before he was sent to talk to Daniel, the prophet Daniel, wasn't he? This is the same one. And his name is Gabriel. So we had El Gibor, God the Mighty, and where we have Gabriel as Geber. It's the mighty one of God, a mighty one of God here, okay, or a valiant one of God, and he was sent from God, okay, and he was sent, verse 27, to a virgin, and the virgin's name was Miriam, okay, the virgin's name was Miriam. You know that Moses' sister was Miriam, right? As you come over into the New Testament, Miriam, there was no Marys, there was no Larrys, there was no Garys, there was no J's in those days. There were no J's either. There's no J's in Hebrew, there's no J's in Latin, there's no J's in Greek, there was no J's. And when English came about, there was no J's either until about 430 years ago. Okay, so relatively new. Okay, and verse 30, and the angel said unto her, verse 31 now, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yeshua. Yeshua, salvation. Salvation. He's going to save his people, isn't he? He's going to save his people. He's going to make it so that for every tribe, nation, language, and tongue, people can get in on this. We want to get in on this, don't we? You know what? I'm a foolish man. Really foolish. I've done some really foolish things, but I know to get in on this. I know to get in on this. You know, this is what counts. We want to get on this, our Savior. And it says here, he shall be great. He be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of the Highest. This is the one we want to know. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. The Lord God's going to do that. Okay, verse 33, he shall reign over the house of Jacob for how long? Forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Can we just see that in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament? We just read that. Yeah, that's why Israel's return to her God-given land. That's why return. Messiah, our blessed hope. Messiah is our blessed hope. Let's take a drink here before I get too excited here. He is our blessed hope. Messiah, you've heard things where somehow our blessed hope is that we're not going to be here. That's our blessed hope. Then what happens if you're here? What happens to your blessed hope? No, our Savior. It's not what is our blessed hope? It's who is our blessed hope? Our Savior is the blessed hope. Okay? He is the blessed hope. Him and him alone. He is our blessed hope. In him do we trust. Okay? And we see Israel back in the land, and it's a great thing. We're seeing this. It's proclaiming that Messiah is going to be returning. We know this. and he's going to rule and he's going to reign from Jerusalem. But also it proves that God is in control, and it proves that the Bible is true, you know. And I love to hear, I love the answers in Genesis and all these ones in creation, and I love, and you know, foundational stuff, Genesis 1 to 11. Usually it's Genesis 1 to 11. But can just somebody who doesn't know as much as they know, and you know, and their little fingers more than my whole body, can they just make a suggestion here? Could Genesis 1 to 11, could you just read the next three verses in chapter 12? Because that gives you the proof of all that what you're saying here. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Okay. Now the Lord God said to Abram, and then verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. And we know throughout history, Abraham's descendants, if they were blessed, the people were blessed, and who cursed them, they were cursed. Okay? And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And that's what I'm looking right now on Zoom. I see all these people from different nations here. We already see an example of this. There's not national salvation, but we see individual salvation from all over. So it's already happening here. Okay, and how's that going to happen? It's going to happen through Messiah Yeshua, through Messiah Jesus. That's how it's going to happen. Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, and verse 6. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. And forgive me for laughing. I every once in a while my eyes catches Kate. It looks like she's got chocolate or something. I'm getting hungry for chocolate. I know Kate's eating there, but I'm getting hungry. You carry on, don't worry. But after this is over, I might get a cup of tea with a little bit of chocolate or something. It made me giggle. It's great. It's great. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. And it's really nice that everybody's names are up there. It's so hard for me to remember names. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. It's believing. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Okay? Doesn't have to be a descendant of Abraham. Doesn't have to be a descendant, but by spiritually we are the children of Abraham by faith. Okay, in verse 8, and the scripture, okay, I didn't have the gospel or the good news preached to me. I was in Vietnam for a year, and I was sent to Germany, and I knew this fatherly figure in my mind. And then when I realized it was God, that this person was God, this individual that was leading him around, a fatherly figure, I sent home to one of my Jewish brothers sent me a Tanakh, sent me the Old Testament, and I read it. And then I went downtown in Germany, and I saw a name, said Jesus, and I went back and I asked the Lord, would he be upset if I learned a little bit? I'm ignorant, can I learn a little bit about this Jesus? And I read the New Testament through scripture here. And I asked the Lord, confessing the Lord and asking him into my life as Lord and Savior through his scripture, through the word of God, go to God, go to his word, then commentary, not commentary, and then the word. It's the word, and then see if the commentary. All these people that do commentaries, really, really smart people. There's a lot of smart people, that's on the off the wall. There's a really lot of smart people. They're all filthy sinners, just like me, needing to be saved by grace. Every one of them, okay? Go to God, go to the word of God, you know, and these smart people. I learned a lot off them. Okay. And it says here, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, he preached before the gospel unto Abraham. So we see scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Do you know the gospel was preached unto Abraham thousands of years before it was preached unto us? Yeah. And what was it saying? And they shall all nations be blessed. And Abraham, and Abram and Abraham. And verse 9, so then they who be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And that is good news. That is good news. And verse 16, now to Abraham and his seed where the promise is made, he saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Messiah, and verse 29, and if he be Messiah's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to promise. Okay, so are we followers of Messiah today? Are we his followers? Then we're heirs of promise. No matter what happens, we are heirs of promise. Okay, I've got about maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes left here, just to let you know I am. Jeremiah 32:39. And it's interesting, on the Tree of Life's website, I think you finish usually about 9:15, but I won't be that long. We started a bit early, didn't we? You know. It's a lovely website you got there as well. Okay, Jeremiah 32:39. And I will give them, talking to Israel, Jeremiah 32:39. And I will give them, as Israel, one heart, one way. Okay, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by our Lord and Savior, the Lord Yeshua, the Lord Jesus. No one comes unto. That's the provision that God has made for us. That's the olive branch that's held out to this world, this rebellious world, his Son, the Son of God. Okay, give you one heart, one way, that you may fear me. And we lack the fear of the Lord today, forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good. But I'll put my fear in their hearts. What for? That they shall not depart from me. And I know I was drawn by God's love, and many of us drawn by God's love. And we don't want to disappoint him. It wasn't the fear that drew us. It was his love. But it's the fear of the Lord that keeps you straight, isn't it? He can cast the soul in hell. He can cast, he has nobody to mess with. And if you've ever been chastised of the Lord, you don't want to be chastised again. But every time I've ever been chastised of the Lord, I in the middle of it, somewhere along, I will smile. Because I can't get over how the God of the whole universe, I've been in places where unless you're King Kong, nobody will talk to you. you know, a skinny, weedy guy like me, they won't talk to you unless you're King Kong. But here's the God of the whole universe. He takes his time to correct you. What a wonderful God that we serve. Wonderful God we serve. You know, and it says, it was the fear of God. So verse 41, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. And I, that's the Lord speaking, I will plant them in this land assuredly. In the Hebrew, that's bamet. Truly, I will do that. There will be that stability. There will be that. It's a certain sure thing that I'm going to do. It's a trustworthy saying. It's going to be established. It's a faithful saying. It's the right thing to do. I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. This is God saying this. He said, and it's saying when they're facing exile from the land, it's seemingly impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And they needed encouragement. And today we need encouragement because in Britain, America, and around the world, we also are in a Jeremiah situation, okay? But God is going to bring about what he says. And only just about 3 minutes left here, just saying that spiritually grafted in, okay, by truly repenting and believing on God, believing on our Savior and his shed blood of atonement and following him, keeping the faith, okay? It's not turning away from the faith. It's keeping the faith. We are saved through faith. We are saved by grace through faith. So we have to be faithful and just think, well, no, I said I received the Lord And that's it. Now I'm in. And that's it. It's by faith. It's by grace through faith. Okay? Faith in someone. Faith in our Savior. Not having faith. Okay? So spiritually grafted in, belonging to that commonwealth of Israel, to the covenants of promise, having the fear of God in our hearts that doesn't take God's love for granted. We start drifting away into the things of this perishing world. Okay, that we, as we loving God with our whole heart and our whole soul through Messiah, and as commanded of our Savior to love one another as he has loved us, and to serve each other, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Okay, so we're back, back in the land. Israel's back in the land, ultimately for Messiah's return. Our redemption draweth nigh. Our Redeemer is coming. Life everlasting with God through our risen Savior, who is alive forevermore. You know, I've written this down here, and I see all these people crushed going to see a rabbi that died many, many years ago. And we have the risen Savior. We have our risen Savior. Who is risen, is alive forevermore. He is our refuge, and he is our strength, and he is our help, our present help in trouble here. And just 1 minute left. His hands are held out. And take hold by truly repenting. This is how we take hold of him, by truly repenting and by turning back from the road to eternal fire damnation. The road to damnation. As Daniel said, you know, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting condemnation, the damnation. Believing on Messiah Yeshua, believing on Jesus and his shed blood of atonement, and following him. In him alone is forgiveness of sins. In him alone is life everlasting. Life everlasting. Oh, thank you for listening to me. And I'll just stop and end in prayer here. For this segment. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for the lovely people here at the Tree of Life. It's so lovely to see them, Lord. And we pray that you'll just bless them, Lord. Bless the Tree of Life there, Lord. Bless all the people there. Bless them to grow stronger and stronger in you, Lord, and to be following you more and more all the time, Lord. And people that are alone, if they know your presence there with them, people that need that healing, to have that healing. And their friends and families and neighbors, workmates, all, Lord, that they would come to salvation, Lord. And those that are reaching out, Lord, please help them to reach out and do that reach out work that they do, Lord. We pray, oh God. And Lord, we don't pray any of this thing any of these things of our own again, Lord. We pray because of your Son Yeshua. We pray, reign in us, Lord, reign us in, and we pray for you to come and reign in Zion in Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you, everybody.